Hi, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, August 17th, 2021. It is 10:30 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce, if you feel like standing.
And if you feel like bowing your heads, please. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give a divine wisdom to each and every member of this court, but not just this court, every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we come before you asking that you put your loving arms around this community with this dreadful Delta virus that's taken over and moving in ways that we really, really need to control. Lord, we ask that you put your loved ones, put your arms around loved ones that have individuals away fighting wars for our communities throughout this U.S. and for our employees. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Please join me in the flag of our great nation. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is no bids received for invitation for bids for IFB for on-call court reporting and transcription services. Item B is execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with Acme Supply Company Limited, Bob Barker Company, Charm Tech, and Victory Supply LLC for a second one-year renewal from July 13, 2021 through July 12, 2022 with price increases for item 3, 4, 8, and 11 due to increased manufacturing and shipping costs due to COVID-19 pandemic as shown on Attachment A. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for Hurricane Harvey repairs for Jefferson County Sub-Courthouse, Port Arthur, pursuant to Chapter 262. Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, with McKinnis Construction, Inc. for an increase of $32,774 for additional FEMA scope for areas on the second floor, bringing the total contract amount from $153,343 to $186,117. Item D is consider and approve a 5th renewal year with Thomson Reuters for Westlaw service for Jefferson County for online access for the 252nd District Court beginning on September 1st, 2021 and ending on August 31st, 2022 at a monthly cost of $114 for 2 users. And item E is consider and approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 by Horns Auction, Inc., scheduled for Saturday, September 4th, 2021 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved second. By Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget amendment for County Court at Law Number 3 for additional costs for indigent defense in the amount of $15,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for purchasing for additional costs for postage in the amount of $500. Item C is consider and approve a budget amendment for County Court at Law Number 2 for additional costs for indigent defense in the amount of $15,000. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for Health and Welfare 1 for additional costs for burials in the amount of $35,000. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for mosquito control for replacement of a portable GPS unit for the aircraft in the amount of $5,300. Item F is consider and approve a sub-recipient agreement with Family Services of Southeast Texas for grant allocation of funds from the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 to be used for shelter relocation. Item G is regular county bills, check numbers 485436 through 485634. And by addendum, item H is consider and approve a downgrade of administrative secretary, budgeted 51401 to office specialist, grade 38, budgeted at 41668 for Health and Welfare Unit 1. and upgrade of administrative secretary, budgeted $51,401 to administrative operation manager, budgeted $59,401 for health and welfare unit 2, with an annual net savings in the amount of $2,200. Do I have a motion on those items under county auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county clerk, item A is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an order calling for a special election to be held on November 2nd, 2021 for the purpose of adopting or rejecting proposed constitutional amendments, which includes the adoption of countywide vote centers for this election. Item B is consider and possibly approve the appointment of Central County Station early voting ballot personnel for the November 2nd, 2021 joint election. To include Central County Station Manager Wayne Ozio, Tabulation Supervisor Jeff Ross, Assistant Tabulation Supervisor Mary Helm, Todd Frederick, and Mike Bain, Presiding Judge Clifton Simono, Alternate Judge John Stafford, Early Voting Ballot Board Judge Dinah Carr. Motion on those items under county clerk.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve the following reappointments of Rebecca Ford, appointed by Commissioner Pierce, and Frank Coffin, appointed by Commissioner Bush as trustees of the Board of Spindletop Center. Item B is consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Ms. Dolores Sinette to the Spindletop Center Board of Trustees for a 3-year term by Commissioner Alford. Via addendum, item C is to receive and file an executed mutual aid agreement between Jefferson County and the Regional Planning Commission. And item D is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Orange County, Hardin County, and Jasper County for the lease of premises located at 5550 East Texas Freeway, Beaumont, Texas, to be operated as an infusion center. Do I have a motion on those items under county commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Discussion.
I have a question, and I guess it go down to D. Where are we going to pay for this from?
CARES Act money.
CARES Act
so
money.
So I would tell y'all
for our,
the lease is,
recovery money.
The lease is $13,000 a month split rescue between the counties based on our populations. Of course, Mr. Centers is here from Baptist Hospital. We met with all the area hospitals about the potential for an infusion center, the main goal of which is to administer monoclonal antibodies to those individuals who test positive prior to the time they have acute episodes and become symptomatic and require hospitalization. We have the counties would be responsible for the rent of the building. Baptist Hospital has agreed to make the building ready for use by patients and infusion patients. They're currently able to do about 30 patients a day throughout all their operations. This would aim to do at least 150 patients per day. We would get the antibodies, which may be Regeneron, not Remdesivir, Regeneron, and from the state, along with the personnel to operate the facility. The lease will only come into effect in the event that we have an approved operational team by the state, and we have a 10-day out. So if this occurs as we hope it will occur, if it's like the United Kingdom where it's a quick up and down spike, we have a 10-day out on the lease rather than a 30-day out on a month-to-month lease. And we expect shortly after this meeting to have a conference call with emergency management and TDEM about what we hope is going to be the approval of our state of Texas asset request for operational personnel. And so we should be able to give y'all some more information this afternoon, I hope. But I'll be happy to answer any questions that anybody has.
My other question would be, Judge, how long is this thing is to be set up?
Well, I guess that's going to depend on the disease process and how long we see a spike. If, you know, if it's an experience like we had in the United Kingdom where we go back down real quickly, hopefully not too long. But, you know, if it hangs on 3 months, then, you know, we'll certainly bring it back up. Since it is a month-to-month lease with a 10-day out, we can entertain at the commissioner's court level a agenda item to cancel it at any time the commissioners have a concern about ongoing operations. And that's something we specifically put in the lease. Was I requested purchasing to put a 10-day out in the lease.
Patrick, my next question is, how much money did we set aside for this?
Well, right now,
you know, we're estimating, you know, the time and how it's split between the different interagencies, you know, the other counties. I think we're okay because it's part of the, let me correct that, not the CARES Act, but the rescue plan money, which we already have half of that in the bank. And so at this point, under $100,000 for our operations was being that, you know, I think that's a pretty safe estimate.
Okay. The other question I have, Judge, you know, I called because I received a call from several people. And they were asking about testing site. I think we sent something to you, Mike, and you said that there could not be a testing site set up. Everybody,
we had no plans. I said we had no plans to start up new testing sites. Testing is available at almost every doctor's office, every pharmacy. There's testing can be done almost anywhere. Our focus is right now is to bring down the COVID hospitalization rate, because that's our biggest emergency right now. Testing can be done easily almost anywhere.
The concern that I have, that you may not have, but no one may have expressed to you, is that everyone cannot afford some of those prices for testing, and that's why I ask. So, Judge, so if you don't mind, check and see, can we get a free testing site in Jefferson County for the Jefferson County?
Yeah, I wasn't aware that anybody was charging for testing.
Public health are all doing it, and I spoke with our public health if they were interested in doing it. So
you spoke with them if they're interested in doing it?
Yes, testing? I did, Commissioner.
We will certainly check on that on the private providers, Commissioner. That's something that we'd be happy to do.
Thank you.
I'm assuming they just recently, Thursday, came out with new census numbers. I was looking for those here because I got them on Friday evening. But we're probably between Jefferson, Orange, Hardin, Jasper counties, we're probably going to be looking at footing about 60% of the bill, I would imagine. Then the other counties, about 40% based on population.
And as far as the patients, potential patients being transported to, how will they get there? Can they drive in? Will the hospitals refer them there? How will that happen?
Well, Mr. Center, would you like to address that issue about how you get referrals to the infusion center? Mr. Centers is with Baptist Hospital. We met with all of the hospitals and come up with this plan. He was the one who was responsible for developing the protocols and worked with emergency management very closely, but go right ahead.
Yeah, Judge, there are two pathways for referral. One is direct referral from that individual's primary care physician, where they will have the authority to write an order for the Regeneron to be administered. The second pathway will be if the individual knows that they have a positive test There will be a hotline established by the county for them to be able to call. We will then secure an order on behalf of that patient for them to be treated. Either pathway, they will then be given a scheduled appointment time to arrive at the treatment location so that we will closely guard and make sure that those scheduled times are abided by, and then those individuals be escorted into the building to be treated in a protected, secured location so that we're preventing contamination to other individuals who may not be infected. This is a process that we've had in place since November when the FDA first issued these treatment guidelines, and it was the basis for our recommendation to the county about how to proceed moving forward.
So, Mike, the call center is sponsored by the county, is what you're saying?
Okay. That's correct, Commissioner.
We still have our testing hotline set up that works with the. It's still set up. We'll just adjust it a little bit to accommodate that also.
All right, thank you.
And would you make sure each of the commissioners get a copy of those protocols that were developed? Or we may have already sent them out to them.
For
Mr. Center's work that we looked at on Friday or Saturday morning, whatever day that was.
Okay, I will.
I'm just curious if a patient's referred there, or is there insurance charged or Medicare? Or how does that work?
Because the fact that Regeneron is actually provided by the government, there is actually no charge that is going to be incurred by the patient. We're actually, even at the hospital, prohibited from charging for that particular medication for patients. The same would be true through the county entity as well.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Any other questions or concerns? All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to county tax assessor collector, we have one item, which is considering possible approval of resolution recognizing Lynn Buckner for 14 years of service to Jefferson County and citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So
moved. Sorry. By Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, item A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to Southern Broadband LLC for the placement of fiber optic internet at 2nd Street and Alamo Street and Hampshire Finette Schools. This project is located in precinct number 2. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under human resources, we have one item. Considering possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Jacody Grimes, an employee of the Sheriff's Department. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we have an addendum under the Sheriff's Department. A, to consider and approve a donation of 4 K-9 ballistic vests and K-9 first aid medical kits for the Sheriff's Office from Vested Interest in K-9s, Inc. Each vest and medical kit combination are valued at $2,500. Vested Interest in K-9s, Inc. will cover 100% of the cost for the vest with no cash match by Jefferson County.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
Don't we supposed to have some language in here that we can accept it? I thought in the past.
Yeah, consider and approve a donation. I think that'll cover it. As long as we have something saying that we looked at it, we're not taking property that we didn't approve having in the county inventory.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Now's the time for public comment. If you're present in court and you'd like to make public comment, you may come to the lectern and introduce yourself. If you are present remotely, you will want to press star 6 to unmute your line. So we are open for public comment at this time. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Is there any member of the court which wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I'm sorry.
Yes. Ms. Getz?
So having just finished having COVID for 15 days, I want to say that I appreciate Baptist Hospital and being able to get the Regeneron infusion. It was very important in taking off the days that I had to suffer with this. Being fully vaccinated, I was shocked that I was able to get COVID. But had it not been for Baptist Hospital and the ability to have that infusion, I would have been sick a lot longer. And I appreciate what they were able to do, and I appreciate that the Commissioner's Court and Emergency Management is going to set up this infusion center, which will help our community and keep more people from being sick for a longer period of time.
Thank you, Ms. Getz. Commissioner Bush?
Yes, Judge. I'd just like to recognize a guest I have in court today, Ms. Kara Jones, back there in the back row. Stand up, Kara, and say, thanks, see. Kara is a nursing student. She's gotten her LVN, and she's currently in the process of getting her RN. And she has some community service she needs to do, and asked if she could work with my office to do it. So today we're finishing up with that, and I just wanted to recognize her and tell her we're proud of her.
Thank you. Baptists will tell you we need a lot more nurses. Yeah. All right.
They just got a job interview.
Judge, could I just do an informal poll real quick? You know, we talked about adopting the budget earlier. At this point, Fran is full steam ahead and has indicated to me that we can have it as early as September 7th. Our original date was the 21st. We were trying to back up to the 14th. We're pretty comfortable with that. But before we committed to really striving for the 7th, that's the day after Labor Day, we wanted to make sure individuals on the court would be there.
I know you have to have four.
Yeah. How are we looking? What do we think? One, two, three. The day after Labor Day, Tuesday. Yeah. That would be the greatest gift we could ever give you.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. And we'll sing happy birthday to you.
No, I want cake.
Cake and a budget. We can do that. All right. So it sounds like we're going to strive for that. If something comes up that pushes us back a week, we'll still be okay. But, you know, with the uncertainty coming up.
Thanks for doing that.
She's all right. Crushing it. So.
Anything
all right,
further?
Thank you.
If not, we are scheduled for a workshop with Baptist at 11 a.m. We're going to adjourn. Mr. White and I are going to run in and have a quick conversation with the Texas Division of Emergency Management. I hope to be back in here by 11. We are adjourned. Thank you for being here. Mike?
It's got all you this morning at all?